All right, tonight I'm going to be sharing on a topic that I've entitled, Are You Taking Your Spiritual Vitamins? People are very diligent about taking vitamins and supplements to get better physical strength. But in this case, we're talking about you taking your spiritual vitamins. And what I mean by this is, are you making personalized confessions and declarations about yourself that are in agreement with what God's Word says? This is what I'm talking about. Personalized confessions and declarations about yourself that are in agreement with what God's Word says. Not that you agree with what God's Word says, that's part of it, but that you are saying what the God's Word says about you. Or does your loneliness dictate to you what you say to yourself? Does your discouragement, does your anger, do your finances, does your guilt, do your children, does your marriage, does your health, or does your feeling of hopelessness dictate to you what you say to yourself? You know, if you want to change starting tonight, begin to take your spiritual vitamins. They're going to make a huge difference. And the beauty of this is I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 18, please. You know, vitamins, what are they designed for? It's supplements. Help us be big and strong and muscleman and healthy and feeling good, and we can run with the best of them, right? No, Psalm 18 is a really incredible psalm, like they all are. But here's my encouragement. Every place the word I, because you'll see it there right at the very beginning, or my is used, substitute your name. Okay, we're going to do a couple of verses here. So it says, I will love thee, but I'm going to say, I, Barney. Barney, I, Barney, will love thee, O Lord, my strength. My Barney's strength. Verse 2, the Lord is Barney's rock, Barney's fortress, Barney's achiever, deliverer, I mean, Barney's God, Barney's strength, in whom I trust, will trust, I, Barney, Barney's buckler, and the horn of Barney's salvation, and Barney's high tower. But that we learn to personalize what the scriptures are saying, otherwise it's sort of a detached reality. See, in this way, I'm boldly declaring and saying it out loud is my encouragement, what the truth of God really says. And so as I continue the application and truth of these realities get into my heart from where it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, you don't have to look there, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The issues of life. You know, if in fact you will even begin to attempt what I'm talking about here tonight, fruit in your life spiritually becomes inevitable. It cannot be produced. I mean, it cannot not be produced. You see, because what goes in must come out. So, hey, let's get going with a few more vitamins here, okay? Everybody's got their long list. Oh, I want vitamin A, B, C, D, B. I got to have all this stuff to do what? What? Okay, let's look at these are a couple of things that I remind myself of. I try to do this every day. Psalm 118:24. Shafi and I were kind of joking about this the other day before Jan Booz taught. And also in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, you'll get the point, because what Psalm 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, there's the promise of the word. But yet, there's got to be many, many, many believers who aren't rejoicing all day long, and they're not being thankful in their hearts. But yet, that's the truth of the word here. So here is what we do. And we begin to confess and declare every morning, even before we get out of bed, I am going to enjoy this day. Okay? Man, that just sends kind of chill through my body when I say it. I'm going to enjoy this day before I even get out of bed. It is like taking the main line of the greatest energy supplement known to mankind. You know, Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Therefore, it must be possible. But how do I get that reality out of the written scriptures and into my life? Well, I've got a role to play in it. I've got to declare and boldly confess what the truth of the word is and personalize it so that it's real to me. That's why I say, I'm going to enjoy this day. I'm going to enjoy today. And I say that over and over again in my mind before I even get out of bed, because otherwise, what's the day going to hold? You know, I stub my toe, something happens, blah, blah, blah. I look in the mirror and, oh, my God, you know, and you don't know. I'm going to enjoy this day. Okay, so there's a great vitamin helping. Here's another one. You remember that verse in Ephesians 4:32? And another in this subject matters in 2 Corinthians 2:11. But let's look at Ephesians 4:32. And what it says there in Ephesians is, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even for Christ's sake, as he hath forgiven you. Did I say that right, Mike? Yeah. Be kind one to another, be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, Joyce Meyer made a great statement. She said, I often say that holding unforgiveness is like taking poison and hoping your enemy will die. You're taking it, but you're expecting something else to happen to somebody else. That's what unforgiveness does to us. It's like taking poison, hoping it'll go away or that bitterness will leave. That's not the answer. The vitamin, let's say, the recourse in this is what I've formulated. These are my words. I will be kind, loving, and forgiving to all people. I forgive all of those who may have wronged me or hurt me, and I declare myself to be free today from unforgiveness. Amen. Again, I'm just so energized now because this is taking the those little words on that page in Ephesians chapter 4:32, and they're becoming living and real within my heart to me in terms of how I foresee my life to go. So I will be kind, I'm loving, and forgiving to all people. I forgive all those who may have wronged me or hurt me, and I declare freedom today from unforgiveness. Well, that's what holds people back so many times. They got hurt and they wronged, you know, 20 years ago, they're still talking about it. You know, I mean, I understand there's pain and all that, but it's kind of like, move on, you know. What's holding, it's the thing that's holding you back. It hasn't stopped whoever hurt you. So let's just move on. Take the vitamin of forgiveness, okay? All right, here's another one. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, and also in Psalm 16:11, there's a subject that gets dealt with. In Psalm 16:11, David says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. In Nehemiah 8:10, you're familiar, I think, with some of these verses. It says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Well, you know what? Then if logically you look at that, when you're not joyful, you're not really being strengthened, are you? You're being drained. So being joyful as a Christian, you know, there was a gentleman who's an evangelist. He made this great statement. He said, if you have no joy, then there is a leak in your Christianity somewhere, okay, because it's all fallen out. So all of a sudden, you know, you're not getting the spiritual nutrition, the vitamins that you need to really be sustained and healthy spiritually. We've got a role in this. You know, joy is the unseen strength that helps keeps us energized to live a supernatural life. You know, on and on and on, God's word says, be a merry heart, be lighthearted. But everybody's so depressed and so down. All they want to talk about is their problems and their negatives and my life is this and my life is that. And yet they've got, you know, everything known to mankind in a material world. But it's got to be between the ears. See, so that's a good question. Are you taking your spiritual vitamins today? See, so I say this. I don't care what comes against me in life. I'm going to stay full of the joy of the Lord. Okay. I've made up my mind that I'm going to live my life and be happy. I'm going to be all that God has created me to be. You know what? I feel better already. Just by making these bold proclamations and declarations and confessions that align my heart with the truth of what the Word says. You know, really, we could go on, but the point is we need a steady, systematic way of personalizing the Word of God, and this I have found to be an excellent way to do it, okay? All I can do is speak from my own experience. I'm going to use myself as the guinea pig. So here's what I do. You can do this, or you can find your own version. But I write down verses and different versions sometimes on 3x5 or 4x6 cards. And then I sometimes will find quotes or inspirational thoughts, and I write them on the card too. Then I personalize the verse or the concept in a way that is true and helps me to appropriate the promises of God. See, it just didn't, like, you know, wake up one morning, all of a sudden I just knew it all. It's taken some diligent effort to put forward something. God's working with me, so... you know, I've seen this work time and time again. It's been a practical way for me to personalize the scriptures and get them into my heart. You know, Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Joshua talks about it. Meditate upon these things. Timothy talks about it. Meditate upon these things that they profiting may appear to all. Spiritual meditation is not some woo-woo weird thing. It is a really good thing. So we got to remember, take our spiritual vitamins. That's personalizing your confessions and declarations about yourself that are in agreement with God says. You know, it's possible to do this. And as we do take the time to be aware of our confessions, life will take on a new perspective. We'll be on the journey to live a life from the inside out, I call it. And I'm going to put it out there that should you want any further information or assistance in any way, anything to do about this or a practical instruction on how to do it, then feel free to contact me. Because this is something I've endeavored to work on for quite a lengthy period of time. I just didn't stumble into it. I applied myself in a diligent way. And I think these are things that, you know, we as, you know, elders in the church have the opportunity to then pass on and share with others, not like we're trying to hide our success. You know, I've arrived. But I don't, you know, I'm not going to tell you. You know, that's not it. It's that what we have learned, we have this great desire to give so that others then can benefit and learn how to have the same success in their own unique and individual way. So, oh man, what a great, great thing. I've got my little 4x6 cards right here. I take them out. I look at them. Yeah, it looks kind of funky, you know. But I'm going to read maybe a couple others. Here's one I do on Philippians 4:13. It says, "And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty." Okay, that's a certain translation that I just find I love. But I personalize this. I look at these. I think about them. I find the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Well, you know, I can draw upon that strength if should it by chance I get into a difficulty, which more than likely will come along. See, it's really something. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, boy. I just love these. Oh, I love this one, too. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Love that. Love that. And that flows so well with the concepts and principles and truths of the word. You've got a free will. You can choose. And no one can make you feel a certain way unless you allow yourself to feel that way without your consent. And a lot of times, by not giving your consent, you give your consent. Because not making a decision is making a decision, okay? And, you know, there's thousands of verses, well, hundreds of verses that would correspond to that, especially one I think about right now, Romans chapter 12. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See? Oh, my gosh. Here's another one, and then we'll wrap this thing up. Boy, I'm excited about this because it's so real. And it's not just, oh, you know, I'm going through the religious motions, but, you know, I never see any results. And, you know, really? I mean, here's something, John, 1 John 4:18. Remember it says that perfect love casts out fear because fear has what? Torment. If you've ever been fearful, you know what that means. And so here is a way to look at that, that fear is faith in all of the facts that the five senses present. That's what fear is. It's believing everything that the five senses is laying out there. And boy, we're filled with a world full of facts, aren't we? This fact, that fact, and so many facts you don't even want to know some of them. But here's another way to look at it. What faith is. Faith is my reaction to the greater set of facts that my five senses cannot present to me. The facts that arise from the knowledge of the God who loves me and will never leave me or forsake me. Okay, now we've got two. It's either we're walking in faith or we're walking in fear. Okay, so you got the sense knowledge facts, and then you got the truths of the word, the way that they align themselves. Oh my gosh. I think I'll close here in Jeremiah 32:17. Let's look that up, shall we? And Jeremiah 32:17. Let me know when somebody's got it.
I got it.
Okay. Jeremiah 32:17. Yes, it says, ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and earth by your great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Well, you know what? It may be too hard for me. It may be too hard for me to even attempt it. But you know what we have to do? We have to be more determined than what the obstacle is. There is always a way when God is involved. Amen? Boy, I tell you guys, this is something that's just so practical. And again, I'm not making this up. I literally have these cards sitting right in front of me. I'm looking at them, reading them. I mean, it's not just something that's kind of like, oh, we don't know how to do it. There's a way to do it. Because we've got to get the Word of God into our hearts if we want to have fruitful and productive Christian lives. See, it's not a religious action. It's just a practical means to get the Word in there. See, maybe you've discovered and found other awesome ways to be able to do that. But we want this Word of God to be alive and living and dynamic and fruitful and energizing in our life, not just some mundane religious activity that we participate in. And then we have no joy, we have no power, we have no strength. And, you know, Dr. Earle used to say, just when I needed the power the most, I didn't have it. We don't want to be like that. We want to have the power. We want to have the strength and have great joy. So ask yourself, Are you taking your spiritual vitamins? Are you boldly declaring and confessing in a personalized way about yourself? Am I doing it about myself? Those things that are in agreement with what God's Word says. And boy, I'll tell you what, that is amazing therapy, if you want to call it that, to be able to get the Word of God into us however we need to do it. See, there are ways, and I trust, you know, in these last few minutes that I've been able to share with you and show you in a practical way how to do that, how to do it. And it's going to require something from you, but believe me, the effort that you put forward into something like this, the benefits so far outweigh it. It's almost like if we look in God's direction, He just opens the doors of heaven. You know, we just open our minds, our mouths, and we just say, God, help. And it's just like, woo, you know, the doors of heaven are open. You could be the worst sinner in the world. I mean, everybody's a sinner before they get born again, right? God seems to somehow continue to love them and work with them. And you know what? Some of us, all of us aren't walking perfectly after we receive the Spirit. But that does not negate our spiritual, eternal salvation. Not like one day in, one day out. You guys know that. So, are you taking your spiritual vitamins? Maybe this will be a good refresher, kind of like going to the doctor who's checking on your health and saying, you know, your blood pressure's a little bit this, and you got to watch. How about our spiritual health? Take your spiritual vitamins. Say what the Word says, okay? All right, God bless you guys. Love you.